Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. How many times have you guys thought about traveling? Not just a weekend getaway or a vacation, but really seeing another place. What's stopping you? For many couples, it's their responsibilities, bills, obligations. You know, they put it off. Next year, we're going to see the world or travel the country. But if you're ready to stop thinking about someday and start planning for your own adventure, Derek and Carrie Olson's story is up your alley. These two, along with their beautiful daughter, took a cross-country trip with their trusty travel trailer. In this episode, we'll get into how Derek and Carrie simplified their lives to make this adventure happen, how you can purge and shed your stuff to either get rid of the clutter or make some money, and we'll look at how you too can achieve your goal before the end of this year. I hope you enjoy. Like many couples, travel had been on Derek and Carrie's minds for a long time. However, they were really busy with work and raising their daughter together. Unlike many couples, though, the Olsons' personal and professional circumstances had shifted. Derek had started building a business, and along with Carrie, they launched the podcast Better Conversations on Money and Marriage. Carrie also had transitioned into voiceover work. With these changes, the opportunity to travel opened up as an idea began to take shape once Derek caught the Family Adventure podcast.
I was inspired by a different podcast. Remember?
I think you're right.
So there's another podcast called Family Adventure Podcast, and I just kind of stumbled upon it. And that's where the idea really came from. But the reason why it's hard to answer that question is that Carrie and I have kind of both had this similar ideas in the past. Mm-hmm. And so it's actually kind of hard to pinpoint whose idea was it.
I think that doing this whole family travel thing was something that I would have wanted to do, you know, even before we got married and into marriage. Yeah. But I would never have mentioned it to Derek because I thought he would have been like, we're not going to do that. So when he came up with it and was like, let's do this thing, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
So, he's the one who brought it up.
Their trip was tied into a book they had written together, One Bed, One Bank Account, which, as you can probably guess, discusses how couples can work together and talk about their finances. Since this was a huge undertaking, it took Derek and Carrie some time to work through the process.
It was a gradual thing. Like, I don't remember because it's been at least a year and a half now since the initial. I mean, it's been almost 2 years, I think, since we first started talking about it. But the conversation was really gradual. Like, I kind of mentioned it, mm-hmm. and then we listened to the podcast a little bit more, and then we'd talk about it every now and then. So it was really a gradual thing. In fact, from the very first time that I brought it up till the time that we actually went, was it 10 months? Is that right? So it was a really gradual conversation. So as the conversation moved forward every week or every month, it became more real because, you know, an idea of, hey, let's sell everything we own and buy a travel trailer and travel around the United States for 7 months. That takes a little bit of, you don't just go, okay.
Well, and for me, I remember when Derek first brought it up, you know how when your spouse brings something up that they quote unquote think is their idea, but you always wanted it anyway. And so you have to like ease your way into it. You can't get too excited up front because you don't want them to be like, you don't want to put them off. So when he mentioned it, I was kind of like, oh yeah, well that's interesting, you know? And then like the more he'd bring it up and it was stewing and I was like, oh my gosh. And then it, you know, just built the more that, you know, he thought about it. And then I was in shock because I was like, oh my gosh, I think he's really serious.
If they were going to travel and make it work, they had to keep things light, which meant simplifying their lives. And one huge step involved purging most of their stuff.
Like, I mean, we sold or donated or just got rid of, I mean, like 75% of everything that we owned. So that process was huge. But it was a lot of work, but it went fairly, it's fairly straightforward. Like, you know, just put a bunch of stuff up on for sale on Craigslist, or we did like a Salvation Army pickup where they just picked up a whole bunch of our stuff. And then we had to buy the travel trailer and move into it and all that kind of stuff. So that, that sort of pre-trip preparation was fairly straightforward, even though it was a lot of work.
While we haven't had to downsize as much as Derek and Carrie, we did unload furniture, kitchen gear, and of course clothes before our big move. And I agree with Derek that the process is straightforward, but it can seem overwhelming when you first start. My advice is to focus on one room at a time. After you get things boxed up and ready to go, it's now the fun part, selling and donating your stuff. Besides selling through Craigslist, there are other options to make sure you're getting the most cash or credit. Depending on what you're unloading, these sites might be the best place for your stuff. ThredUp. Are you looking for an easy way to get rid of a lot of your clothes? ThredUp makes it simple. You make a request for a bag, they send it to you, and you fill it up. They'll examine your clothes, and they can either ship them back to you or donate the ones that they can't sell. Vinted. You can use the smartphone app to sell your clothes. Snap some pictures, be savvy about how you describe it, and you can find the right buyer. And finally, Amazon. Believe it or not, you can sell some of your used stuff on Amazon, like books and DVDs. Donating is a great way to help others and get stuff out of your house. You can call your local chapter of your favorite charities and see if they do pickups. There are also services like College Hunks Hauling Junk, yes, that's the name, which can help you move, get rid of junk, and pick up for donations. And with less stuff and junk in your house, you can free up your time and finances for whatever adventure you want to take. Simplifying their possessions helped the Olsons to downsize their living to about 133 square feet. But even with all their preparation, Derek and Carrie had some unexpected hiccups on the road.
I will tell you that once we hit the road, like, we had several things that happened that we were, that were unexpected. It's really hard to describe to somebody what it's like to live on the road full time and to not have a house and to have very few possessions and to live in such a small space on the road. It's almost impossible to describe what that's going to be like until you experience it. And so really at not every step of the way, but often once a week or once a month when we were on the road, we'd have something happen that we were not prepared for, that we were not expecting. And so, like, I mean, just a really quick example, on the very, very first day that we left to go on our epic road trip, our car broke down the very first day. Ah. It was like, it was like we went from being on cloud nine, you know, we're like going down the highway. This is the first day. We're unbelievably excited. You know,
you're like Tom Cruise on Jerry Maguire and the scene. He quits his job.
Exactly. Yeah. It was amazing. And then it went from that to being really one of the worst days because our car broke down. We had to get towed. And I thought that our engine had exploded or something and we were just totally screwed, but it turned out to just be a water pump. And so it was a fairly easy repair. And then our car was fine the rest of the time. But it was just really scary to go through that on the very first day. Such a, what I thought at the time was like a disaster.
Derek was destroyed.
I was a wreck. For me, and we had a few things like that happen where, because I felt like I was, and not to say that, well, let me just say it and then I'll kind of clean it up out. I felt really responsible for the safety of our family. That's kind of a dangerous thing to do, to pull a travel trailer behind our truck. And I was very safety conscious. And so for something like that to happen on the highway, it's really dangerous. That's not to say that Carrie is not, you know, worried about our safety and all that, but I'm the worrier. That's for sure.
The two of them had a fantastic time on the road and picked up some great lessons for the next trip they'll take. sometime in the future.
We thought that, you know, I thought like, man, 5 months, we had originally planned to go 7 and we only went for 5. I thought, man, that's a long time. You know, 5 months is a long time. Surely we can drive around the entire United States in 5 months. It sounds doable. It sounds doable, I guess. But once you get out there, we realized that that's actually really, really fast, really fast.
Well, especially when you're karting around a one-year-old.
Yeah, with a one-year-old. Yeah. So we kind of mapped it out to where we're spending 1 week in every big city. And that to me, again, sounded pretty good. Like you get to, you know, Phoenix and you're there for a whole week. And then you go to L.A. and you're there for a whole week. And then you're in San Francisco for a whole week. It sounded pretty good. But honestly, if we ever did it again, I would spend at a minimum of 2 weeks and probably a whole month in each city, or at least in each region, because picking up and moving every single week was
it felt fast.
Yeah, it felt mm-hmm. really, really fast. Like the whole thing almost feels like a blur because it was so fast. So, man, that's definitely – that's probably the number one – if I only had to change one thing,
yeah,
that'd be it. Like if we just changed that alone, that'd be enough.
I think it depends on your purpose too, because if you're just wanting to see every city, then that would be fine.
Sure.
But we were trying to work and we had the baby and everything. So, but something I would do differently was it would be take less stuff. We ended up dumping off a ton of stuff after we got on the road. Luckily, Derek's parents were on the route that we were going, so we just stopped by their house and just dropped off a bunch of stuff because we brought way too much stuff with us.
But even with setbacks and technical difficulties, Derek and Carrie are happy that they made this leap together.
The biggest thing that I took away from this, and I'll be interested, I think Carrie agrees, but we'll get Carrie's answer on this. The biggest thing that I really took away from it was this idea that, like, I can't believe we did that. What else are we capable of doing? Like, so when we look forward into the future, the fact that we traveled, sold everything we owned, bought a travel trailer and traveled the United States for 5 months, it makes everything else that, you know, every other opportunity that comes our way, it's like, yeah, let's do that. You want to do something crazy, you know, this other crazy thing? Yes. It makes me more likely to say yes to things that seem big and scary as a result of this. I kind of surprised myself and I'm surprised at what I'm capable of doing.
I was excited to do it for the adventure of it. You know, I think for me, I was excited that it was something new and big and different and, you know, didn't know what it was going to be like, but definitely after having done it, it feels, you know, most other decisions that we're going to make are smaller in comparison to, hey, do you want to sell everything that we own and go travel around the country for 5 months?
Special thanks to Derek and Carrie for sharing their thoughts, tips, and awesome stories. If you want to find out more about them, please visit their site at derekandcarrie.com or grab their podcast, Better Conversations on Money and Marriage. And thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out the show notes to get all the resources you need to help you build up your finances for your next adventure as a family. Join us next week when Audrey from Le Huracana shares how she's maintained contentment as she and her husband have traveled around the world and as they are now making a transition into a more low-key life. If you don't want to miss that, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. It's free and easy. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, and more. You can also grab the feed off of our site so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service you prefer. And if you enjoy the Couple Money podcast and find it helpful, could you please leave a review? It takes about a minute, but it's a huge help and would get the word out. I'd love to help other couples build up their marriage and their net worth. Thanks again for listening. Take care.